President Trump called the leaders of Canada and Mexico last night to say he wanted to renegotiate that deal. This came after White House officials had said earlier in the day that the president intended to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Now he says he's not doing that for now. Republican Congressman Will Hurd from Texas represents a district along a good part of the U.S.-Mexico border. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Steve, it's always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of this move by the president?
Well, I'm glad that he made the phone calls to reaffirm the commitment to staying in to NAFTA and to kind of allay any fears that people had, because the reports earlier in the day was concerning. I do believe that NAFTA can be improved. President Peña Nieto of Mexico and Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada have commented that they believe the same thing can happen. NAFTA is important to our economy, especially in Texas. Texas is number one trading partner, and we got to get this right. And, you know, I think there are areas where we can improve the deal, especially around energy and digital trades and goods and services on agriculture. So the fact that the president made it clear that he was not pulling out is I think, a good thing.
You're relieved. A lot of people who support NAFTA were making a lot of phone calls yesterday asking what's going on, because White House officials said to numerous news organizations he's pulling out, or he's getting ready to pull out or something. Do you have any idea what was happening yesterday at the White House?
I don't. But once we started inquiring, we got a very clear feedback that the case was, you know, they're not going to be pulling out and making that announcement this week. So definitely relieved. But we still have to move forward and talk about the principles of NAFTA. And, you know, we need to educate folks on how the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, we build things together. You know, 40% of the inputs that go into Mexican products come from the U.S. That number is 25% for Canada. And
we make stuff that is then used by manufacturers in those countries. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about how exports create jobs, but imports do as well. In my hometown, Toyota makes cars in San Antonio, and some of those inputs are coming in from Mexico. So it is important to the vitality of our economy.
Congressman, very briefly, one quick question on NAFTA, then I want to move on.
Sure.
The president says he wants to renegotiate. You say you're okay with trying to improve it. Mexican officials, many of them have said, we don't want to renegotiate. That creates all kinds of uncertainty. Are you willing to say if they won't change, we'll pull out?
I'm not willing to say that. I do believe NAFTA can be improved. It was an agreement made 24 years ago, and we should be looking to improve it.
Now, regarding the border wall, the president has said he wants funding for the border wall that he wants to build as part of the spending measure that you guys are trying to wrap up in the next couple of days to keep the government open in Congress. Do you expect to vote on a spending bill that includes any form of funding for a border wall?
I don't believe there's going to be funds for a border wall. There will be funds for increased border security, things like technology, additional men and women in Border Patrol and ICE, and I think those are good moves. And Steve, we've talked about this a number of times. I believe that building a wall from sea to shining sea is the most expensive and least effective way to do border security. I was recently in El Paso. The El Paso sector, and the border is broken up into sectors, has 300 miles of border in it. Only 60 miles has permanent technology on it to monitor the border. That needs to change, and we need to make sure that our men and women in Border Patrol have the tools they need to monitor the border, track incursions, and then ultimately be deployed.
Sensors, so, drones, things like that. That's what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Cameras, drones. I mean, you can even lay fiber on, and that can detect a difference between a jackrabbit and a human. It's 2017. We should be utilizing all the tools we have access to, not a third-century solution.
Hey, third century. Congressman Will Hurd, Republican of Texas. Thanks very much. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Steve.